With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
We're so excited to talk to you guys.
Rolly, my man.
Well, everybody except Darius.
What's up, man?
No, we're excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. You guys are going out on the road in a brand new single.
Oh, yeah, man.
When we decided to tour, you know, we knew we were going to make a record. And having a new record out and a new single and everything, it feels good to be out doing it again as a band, you know.
And your new song is Hold On.
Yeah. Yes. Stapleton wrote that with Jim Beavers, and they brought it to us, and it was just one of those songs that, like, the second we heard it, we all were like, yeah, that's one that we could do. That sounds like us right there.
Darius, we don't want to cause conflict with Blowfish, but last time Steve and I talked to you when you were here at DTE, you said you really enjoyed it more being solo.
You do want to cause conflict.
Right. Did Rolly put you up to this?
No, I didn't say a word, but I got to agree. Chuck is absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah, I do. And
we are. We can be a tough three to get along with. I admit it.
I got to tell you personally, you guys are one of my favorite bands of all time, and I think so many great memories of all your hits. And I mean, you guys were probably the biggest band in the world at the time. I know you guys have flew all over the world, and it's got to be kind of fun to get back together and do another tour.
It's a lot different. Yeah, a lot different than it was back in the day, but it's surely fun to be able to go out and play to big crowds and have that warmth and that noise waiting for you everywhere. That's just the easiest job in the world.
Well, Darius would be divorced if, you know, it was like before, I'm sure.
We all would be if it was like before.
if we're still alive, right?
Exactly.
And it sucked being on all those antibiotics all the time.
For yourself, man. That's funny.
So anyway, are you guys going to come to Detroit?
We were at DTE this summer.
A couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah, there's not really any plans for anything in the future. DTE is like, for us, I mean, I can't even call it DTE. Pine Knob for us is one of those places that we played forever. And, you know, we've been playing there for 20-something years, and every time we go there, it's Pine Knob. And it was one of those places, even when things weren't that great for us, we still go and sell out Pine Knob.
We just call it the Knob.
We had a good time at the Knob. It was about 2 months ago, and that amphitheater, people are right in front of you when you get on stage. The other ones, there's like a little orchestra pit area or whatever where you're 10 feet from the crowd, but not at the Knob, baby. They are right there, right in your crotch.
And I know why Steve did not come to your concert this past summer when you were at DTE, or I'm sorry, at the Knob. Third row tickets weren't good enough for him.
Oh, knock it off.
That's Rolly. Rolly, that's how he is. He's uppity now.
No, I'm not.
I actually heard he likes it better working on his own instead of working with all of
them. That's what he told me, Chuck. He told me he's trying to get his own show from you and Rachel, and I told him, hey, I told him if he doesn't, I'm not coming on the show, but, you know, that's Rolly. That's what he's doing.
And you know what the perfect name for that show would be?
What's that?
Canceled.
That's good.
You know, I never really liked Hootie and the Blowfish, I'm going to be honest.
That's the only reason why I watch Me, Myself, and Irene over and over is to hear your cut in there in the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I remember
that's a good
that
one.
Song. I remember cutting that song. When I first saw the movie, I thought that's such a perfect place for a song in a movie. And that was a lot of fun.
Well, Darius and guys, Detroit loves you. I don't, but I'm glad you could talk to us a little bit this morning.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, man.
Love you guys, Chuck and Rachel. And Rolly Poly, I'm not coming on the Rolly Poly show.
And you know, they've hired Steve to actually go out there and clean up at Pine Knob. Did you know that?
I figured they did. That's,
yeah, he loves polishing the knob.
I hate all of you. I really do.
Line of the morning so far right there. That's going to be a tough
time. Hey, Thank you, boys.
You're not going to get that in Houston.
Thank you, fellas, so much.
All right.